Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
We'd like to acknowledge the Kaurna people as the traditional custodians of the land on which this podcast is recorded and produced.
Welcome to The Beautiful Nightmare. It's the podcast for when you are flying by the seat of your pants. You're with Chanel and Tamara.
Strap in, strap on, let's go.
You love all the strapping in and strapping on.
Oh, I just think it's funny.
Always with the strapping in.
Yeah.
Hey, this is the last episode of the season.
It is. It's gone really quick. I think we jumped in straight after Christmas and we're like, let's just get back in. It's fun.
Yeah.
And now it's like, boom, February, oh, we're finished.
And we're done. And done. So go back and listen to all the ones you haven't listened to.
Yes.
Yes. Do you have a favourite, would you say?
Oh, no.
You don't have a favourite?
No.
I like the Kate Jenkinson one. That was fun.
Oh, episodes of all time.
Episodes of all time,
that
lady.
That was the Kate Jenkinson. She's very fun.
Yeah.
I did enjoy Christian Holes when he choked and nearly died. That was a shame.
But the laugh.
But it was so funny and his laugh. He's mental. Laugh. So he was great. But I loved the story of you wanting to find the dirty masturbator. I've loved your impersonations of Jennifer Coolidge.
Marge Simpson. Oh, my God, you have to hear. If you haven't heard that, Chanel's Marge Simpson. What was that in? That was in Fantasy.
Fantasy.
A Fantasy episode. You have to listen. It's so funny.
Oh, Your story of Jennifer Coolidge when she had a dirty dream about her friend. Oh. Nah, not for me.
About being a lesbian.
But they're not and all confused and I don't know.
Yeah, if you don't know any of this, you're going to have to go and check out the episodes. Please do it.
It's called Your Fantasy, that one.
Yeah, but in the meantime, today we're talking about first jobs.
So we've all had them.
Yeah, we have. Well, you'd hope we'd all have them unless you're a doll bludger, a lifetime doll bludger listening to this episode.
Or you're a child of the Johnson & Johnson heir. And ooh. No, you're the heir to the, sorry, I just wanted to say heir.
Ew.
You're the heir to the Johnson & Johnson throne and you don't need to
Johnson
work.
Johnson & Johnson?
I don't know, I picked a big name. The Rothschild, you know, the big money.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, what's that? Unilever. They probably own Johnson & Johnson.
Oh, wow.
I know.
It's all this like egocentric, you know, I'll buy you. I'm going to climb to the top of the mountain.
Mm, why not? It? Capitalism at its best.
Yeah.
But you know what? We all had, like you said, part-time jobs. And, wow, some of the jobs people have had, particularly women, were full on at young ages.
Yes.
Like really dirty jobs I'm talking.
Yeah.
And it was quite revealing to find out what jobs people had.
So, of course, we reached out to the Nightmares and they sent a bunch of good stuff in. So let's do it.
Yeah.
Hit it. That's what I'm talking about.
Wait.
Okay, now, from the beginning.
The Beautiful Nightmare.
My little boy, Ollie, started his first day of school yesterday and
woohoo, go Ollie.
Yes. So when I came home, I suddenly was excited but also a bit lost. I'll make a coffee.
Chanel's got time. God help us all.
Yeah, I've got some time. So anyway, I'm there and I've heard a knock at the door. And I've thought, oh, and this day and age, you get a bit startled when
do
the
you
door
get
knocks.
Nervous?
Yep.
Like anxious.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it?
Because my parents, a lot of people just drop in, oh, come for a cuppa, like that. And I get annoyed at that thought because I'm like, what are you walking into? A text first would be good that you're on your way. Don't just roll up on the door.
Plus, you wanted a bit of time. You've just done the drop off. This was the time to reflect.
Correct.
Sit down for a minute.
The only person I'm happy to see at my front door is the lovely postman because he's bringing an order that I've placed online.
Some new clothes.
Nicholas knew something. So yes. Anyway, he's welcome. But this person, so I've done the stealth move. Don't let him see me. I've gone up to the laundry mirror and peered through the Venetian blinds. And I see this
like
man
a
with a hat. Yeah, total creepo. I'm like, who is this?
Hatted man. What kind of hat was it?
Like an Akubra, but like a not quite a like cowboy, like one that's full sunshade.
Ooh.
Very, very serious. We are avoiding the sun today, that's it.
Oh, that's scary. I wouldn't have opened the door.
So I had this, well, the screen, actually, I shouldn't have opened the door.
Well,
anyway, Dave was working from home and he was outside. So
he was there.
If I screamed,
sure.
He might have heard. Hopefully.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway.
With his earphones on, drilling in the back.
Okay. Great.
Good one.
Hope you heard this, Dan.
Good one, Chanel.
So I grabbed my phone and I put it on silent so I can pretend I'm on the phone, like I'm rushed. So you know when you, but you must put it on silent in case
your
it rings.
Your orchestration of these events. Oh my God, lady. Can I just, I'm going to pause there because you've done this the other day. If you saw the Instagram video of Chanel when she came in and had two different shoes on.
Oh yeah.
So Chanel, what do you, she goes, I have to leave after we recorded the podcast. She goes, I'm going to the shop. Oh well, you know, I've got these two different shoes. How embarrassing. So I get a photo of Chanel's foot on the escalator with her shoe on and she has wrapped a Band-Aid around her toe so it looks like there's some reason that she has to wear two different shoes. I was like, Chanel is so ridiculous. So she's pretending to hobble around the supermarket.
I was.
Probably drawing more attention
I
to you.
I probably did.
Right? As opposed to you wouldn't have even noticed.
It's like sore foot.
It's like, Chanel, what are you even doing?
Yeah.
You crazy person.
This is my sore foot. Anyone wants to see the reason why I've done this, because there's no other logical explanation as to why I've got two different shoes on.
Because everyone's just looking at the feet the whole time.
So you did me, you are.
So right, yeah. So you were on your phone pretending
I've got
to
the phone,
be
put on
the
silent.
Phone.
Right, yep. Mm-hmm. Got my person. So I walk up to the door and I start to talk. Yeah, no worries. Yeah, excellent. Just hang on one second.
Oh, you knob.
Hello. This man's at the door. Yes, hello. I am Martin from the Jehovah's Witness.
No.
Something, something. Why did I open
did
the
your,
door?
Did your heart sink? You're like, how am I going to deal with this?
I was going to deal with this. And I just, and then I opened the screen because I thought he's not going to get me. He's you know,
yeah.
Jehovah's Witness and doing the work of God. So I opened the door, the screen door, and I just said, I am Roman Catholic, like this, because that's what I was baptized.
Oh, right. So you were going hard with the I am Roman Catholic
I
to
am,
the hill.
And he turned around and went, well, that is so lovely to hear because we don't have a lot of faith these days, do we? And he starts his spiel.
I wonder why.
And I said, no, I can't. I said, look, I am on the phone. Like I pulled the phone. I'm on an important phone call to nobody.
To
nobody.
Nobody, but he didn't know that.
No,
he was on silent,
no.
So I wasn't going to get sprung.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, okay, can I leave you a pamphlet? And I said, does it help you? Do you get extra points if you leave the pamphlet?
Oh, I like that you said that.
I thought, let's put religion aside, Roman Catholic, Jehovah's Witness. I'm going to help a human out here.
Sure, you're
Do
nicer
you
than
get
me.
Points mm-hmm, mm-hmm. for this. And he looked at me.
Points.
Like,
do you get Jehovah's points?
Do you get Jehovah's
points? How many points is this worth? Is this going to be a gold scarf or a, what is this?
You know, I gave out 25 pamphlets today. I've come back. I need to restock rather than walking
Jesus.
Back in with your water.
Well, I would have not walked back in with the water. I would have put them in a recycling bin and gone, done.
And got
that was quick,
coffee.
Wasn't it? They're like, wow, Jeff's really quick with the pamphlets. He gets them out in 10 minutes.
So good. Do you want to know the response?
What? Sorry, yes.
So he was disgusted. with my response.
Really?
Yeah, because he goes, well, no, it doesn't help me with any points because I am volunteering and I'm doing the work of God. So, it is not, this is not a chore and there's no points system.
And there's no monetary.
Okay. I said, well, in that case, you keep your pamphlet and hand it to the next door neighbour. Sure, he'd love to see you. So I've dropped my neighbour in it.
Excellent.
And I said, bye-bye, like Jeff. See you, Jeff, like that, hung the door and then looked at my phone as if there was someone still on there that I believe my bullshit.
So you finished it? Did you finish the conversation? Okay, I got to go. Yeah. Bye. Bye.
But
see
I
ya.
Thought,
bye.
Imagine they've got this tally of Jehovah points for pamphlets and I thought, I'm going to help a brother out.
Points. I love that he said there's no points. He's doing the, you know, but clearly there are points in religion because a lot of people have one-upmanship with the whole in-religious wars.
Totally.
There's totally points.
It was he had a face like a smacked ass. He was like, well, you know, but it's not a point system. Volunteering, work of God.
What the fuck a point system? I would just.
Sorry, Jeff.
I would have done. Maybe next time you can plan it to be. Oh, but it's hard to know, right? You got to clock that they're Jehovah's before you've opened the door because you could pretend to not. I don't speak English. And then just.
I don't speak it.
You know, gibberish to them. And then maybe try and tell them in your gibberish language that you are a Satanist.
I've got a smudge stick that my beautiful mum made me. I might go and smudge
it. Put it all over him.
Smudge. Cleanse. Beautiful.
Yeah, you could put it back on him.
And then blow it in his face.
You could come in. We've just started a wicker circle. Come in, Jeff. Freak him out.
Tarot cards out.
Come and sit down.
Come join our peaceful circle.
I've just got my singing bowl here. Sit there cross-legged, Jeff. Where are you going? Put those pamphlets in the corner.
Sit down.
Would you like one of my pamphlets? Give him a pamphlet. Like a naked goddess.
Yeah. Wow.
I get 10 points every time
Now we have breast massages to ignite the feminine in her. Sit down, Jeff. In fact, lay down.
Lay down. Let me massage your breasts. Because Jeff had breasts. He'd have breasts.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He was a big guy.
Yeah.
And he was royally fucked off at me for assuming that it was some kind of point system.
Man, I secretly love it sometimes when they do come to the door. I'm like, what can we do here?
Yeah.
This is going to be fun.
He is it.
Strap in.
Improv.
Well done, lady. I like how you palmed him off.
That's it. So.
Good on you, Jeff.
What did we take away from that? Don't assume that there's any kind of point system for Jehovah's door knocking.
Yeah, she got that wrong.
I got it wrong. It's not a sales pitch.
One thing we got wrong about the Jehovah's Witness. Apologies.
No commissions. The
beautiful nightmare.
Part-time jobs. Most of us have had them. Some we've hated, some we've loved. Mm. It's where you met lots of new people, new friends. Maybe you've had a shitty boss.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about this the other day. Ultimately, it's really important to have those experiences, even if it's in an area potentially that you don't want to go into, but you're just earning some part-time, you
know,
some money on the
side. I think you're craving some money, some ownership, some individuality where you are young and you're like, look, I'm happy to do this kind of stuff. So I will sell hamburgers, chips, whatever. You're excited by the money. It feels good to have it in your hand.
Money.
You can spend stuff.
That's
you can get those Air Jordans.
Yes. You have that autonomy and it does feel good. I was quite scared of working in hospitality for years because I thought I couldn't do it. Like I was like, what about
and
the
could
money?
You?
Of course I fucking could. But I was petrified of like, I won't be able to do the money. Like what about the money?
Yeah.
So I was shit at
I
accounting
actually
and maths.
With
I'm scared.
Same. And I was the same with in retail because I was like, the till works it out. Yay.
Yeah, that's true. But then working the till. And what if I stuff it up and then someone wants a refund and then the counting back? When people used to count back, I'd be like, how do you do the counting back?
Panic.
Anyway, murder on the dance floor.
Yeah.
But I thought we could talk about our first part-time jobs that we had.
What did you have?
What did I have? I worked at Hungry Jack's, which for those in America is Burger King. It's the same thing.
Also for those in Sydney and Gold Coast.
Hang on. Is it only in Adelaide that we have Hungry Jack's?
I think so, and Melbourne. I'm not sure. Melbourne might have Burger King.
Why do we have Hungry Jack's?
We're just doing things a bit different down here.
Why do we call it bloody Hungry Jack's? Who's Jack? Why is he so hungry? Anyway, so I had this job at Burger King. The problem was I started just at the end of schoolies week.
Oh,
and
Tamara.
For some reason, for the first time in my life, tried dope cake. Right, had quite a big slice. And the effects of that.
How old were you?
Lasted 17.
Okay.
Lasted about three days.
Okay.
And I didn't really realise what was happening. So I started my first shift at Hungry Jack's being a bit stoned. So
Good place to be for the munchies.
So I was like, why am I feeling all detached and weird? Well, that's what it was, right? But I had this job at Hungry Jack's. I think I lasted about 2 weeks and then gave my 2 weeks notice. So I was there for a month. We had lots of young people who were...
How do you have to give 2 weeks after 2 weeks?
Oh, well, I just wanted to do it a proper way.
The proper way just to go in the first 2 weeks.
Because the managers were all of 19 and they were really... They didn't know how to manage. It was kids managing kids.
I love that. You meant to give 2 weeks. Well, okay, you can have 2 weeks.
Well, they did.
Nothing of nothing.
And there was all these little things you had to do to cut corners. They'd be like, Tamara, go and fill up the mayonnaise container. And they'd gave me a glove, right, that came up to my wrist. It was a box of mayonnaise. So it was a box of mayonnaise, a giant garbage bag full of mayonnaise in a box. And you'd have to put your whole damn arm would go in to scoop out the mayonnaise. And I've got a glove to my wrist and I'm scooping it out.
Anyone that's currently going through McDonald's or Hungry Jack's or Burger King now and asking for a burger with extra mayo, can you hear this? Can you hear what's happening?
Yeah.
How's that bit with a side of arm hair?
Some of arm hair, yeah, that's right. I'd come out with mayonnaise up to my shoulder.
No.
Yeah, all these little things. And then I'd always smack my head on the drive-thru with my Hungry Jack's cap. I'd go, Bonk. Oh, hello, here's your fries. Boom. And then I'd get really embarrassed if there was a car of boys, teenage boys that would come through. I was like, oh,
no.
Like stoned little nerd with bad sunburn. Yeah.
Oh, no.
So, anyway, but there wasn't, I didn't love it. Sorry to say, a good experience. Not really. But you know what? I thought it was my first taste into what I didn't want.
Fast food is often one of those ones that just seem easy. Get a job at Macca's, Hungry Jack's, KFC, Subway, you know, those kind of – that or retail department stores. Mine was a bit different.
You're a retail girl, right?
I was a bit later. Not my first job.
Ooh. This is juicy.
Yeah, so I was 15.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, I was young. And my auntie, who kind of managed a pub, said to me, do you want to come and wash the dishes? And it's $10 an hour, which was good.
Yeah, it was tax-free.
Cashy. Yeah.
Oh, a dish pig.
I was a dish pig. So I'd go in there with my tracky pants and my T-shirt and pull my hair up and I would wash dishes. I fucking stunk when I left.
Was it one of those ones, the industrial? I've done that before. How easy is that job? And it's almost you can just go somewhere else.
Yeah, but it hurts your back. I mean, because you're stacking things in, stacking things out. You're wiping plates clean. So someone would bring them in. The waitresses and waiters would bring them in. And it's a pub. You've got pub meals. You've got big schnitties. It's not fine dining.
Lots of sauces and gravies.
Yeah. And they're there. And never touch salads. You know, all those kind of things. So I'm there scraping it all in the bin, then I have to stack the plates up and stack the cutlery, and then I'd have to then rinse them, and then I'd have to put them. These are people's leftovers where all their slobber has gone on the plate. It's disgusting.
And do you have gloves on?
I did. I did have gloves.
And one of those big hoses that comes out of the tap that goes.
Yep. I did.
Love that hose.
And I remember there was, I'd seen a couple of mouses in there a few times. Like this is a kitchen. There'd be, you know, chip. Anyway.
And that grease trap in the floor. Yeah. Did they have one of them?
Yeah.
Stinks.
So it was fine. And because my auntie pretty much ran the gaming and front bar side, I was always treated quite nicely. They were a nice pub because it was like, that's Izzy's niece.
So free drinks?
Coke in a from the
mixer.
Tastes like shit, but anyway, that's fine. Here's your Coke. And I'd put some chips in for myself at the end of the night and have a little chip butty with the, rolls and stuff. So it was good. But I'd walk through the pub at the end of the night to get my cash because, you know, pay me.
Yeah.
And I'd have the old boys sat there and they'd go, g'day, love, how are you? You're good on you, earning your keep. Good on you. I think that's awesome, you know. And they'd start a conversation. I'd have my head down because I'm 15 and they're maggot at age 60 and 70, right?
Yeah.
So that was my first job. I'd drive 2 minutes down the road and I'd be home.
Well done. Yeah. You earned your keep.
What I learned was that's not the job I want to do.
Yeah, like me, exactly. We wanted to work at Blockbuster. We've said this before.
We did. That
Blockbuster Video. How fun to be recommending movies. The people who worked at Blockbuster almost
smell of chewing gum there, like fruity.
Authority. They were so cool. They were like the gatekeepers of the movies.
Yes.
And I wanted to be one of those.
They opened the VHS or the DVD and they'd go, and then they'd put it, and then they'd slam it shut and go whoosh, over the side.
Yeah.
It was all very quick.
It was.
And it smelled of juicy fruit gum. I was loving
juicy
it.
Juicy fruit gum. That's yeah. so 80s. Also the returns. You'd have to, if you return them late, you get charged.
I used
you
to sneak in there in. And look and go plop. Yeah. And be like, and then run out.
Yeah, 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 run out. I don't love Blockbuster. But I'm sure we've all had like crazy jobs. Like Chanel said, a lot of nightmares wrote in.
Yes.
And told us about their crazy jobs that they've had. And there's really a vast array of different jobs. Similar to you, but behind the bar at as a 15-year-old. Because their parents worked in a pub. Yeah. Also, they were a Catholic school student. So something a little bit, you know, adverse there. Josh said, I had a job at Movieland.
Damn it. You had the goal. Oh, yeah. Movieland. Remember that guy? Movieland.
No, I've forgotten the ad. The advert. How did it go?
The old boy. It went like that. Movieland.
Movieland. That sounds terrible.
Movie. I don't want to go to Movieland. I don't want to go to Movieland.
No, I want to go to Blockbuster Video. Wow, yeah, yeah. What a difference.
From Movieland.
Movieland. He said, when I quit, my boss said it was for the best because he thought I wasn't suited to the movie hiring business.
We would have been. Okay, some of these stories are better told by the people that actually worked in them.
What was your first job?
Subway.
Tell me the story.
We used to take spliffs to work and smoke them out the back and go and serve customers. It was very funny. We'd dare each other to serve customers without a bra on. We'd have the keys, so we'd go to the local pub, and when we were drunk and at the end of the night, we'd open the keys and go and make ourselves some food.
Oh, so
good. How
good's
that?
Just going to say, I like the dares. But they dared each
take
other.
Take your bra off.
To serve people. But you were so perky back then, no one would have known. Now it'd be a different story.
You're in your knickers. You Chanel. Dropped a couple of subs down there.
Chanel, I dare you to go on stage without a bra on. Oh.
Nobody wants that video.
I'll just tuck them into my pants.
Just tuck them in. It's kind of a bra, isn't it?
So what they say? What'd she say? They used to sneak in and late at night.
They used to
eat the food.
Yeah, and they'd smoke spliffs out the back. And then when they'd been to the pub and they'd obviously they're drunk, they'd have the keys, so they'd go let themselves back into Subway and make themselves a couple of meatball subs.
Oh yes,
and sort of amazing,
amazing.
That was Beth. Thank you.
And they'd know how to make them really well.
Yeah,
they'd be a bit oozy and because if you know you've had a few spliffs. Oh my god.
Yes.
So funny.
The beautiful nightmare.
Oh, someone else said, Matt said Video Mania. He worked there for 6 years.
Another one.
Maybe they favoured the blokes. There were a lot of blokes that worked at those places, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
From what I remember.
Video Mania. Movie Land, Blockbuster.
Laura said, pulling guts out of ducks, then weighing trucks full of grain on an ancient weighing device with carbon paper printouts.
Lady, amazing.
I feel like she went back in time to the 1800s. In some sort of time machine.
I hope you were paid well because I would be the whole time.
Oh, my God. Nerida said, babysitting three boys for two doctors. I earned every fucking cent.
Yeah, she did. You hero.
And then a few people have said things like used to scale and gut fish and open oysters as well.
I kind of feel fish is better than like the ducks or the, you know, anything like that.
Yes.
I don't know. Still not nice. We don't want fish guts, but I kind of feel like I could put up with that more.
Yeah, I know what you mean compared to some other horrible things.
Yeah.
Someone worked at a recycling depot. I wasn't very good at counting the empties though.
Not giving people like the right amount of coins back in exchange.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had 57 cans of West End in there.
Yes.
And you've counted times 36.
That's right.
I demand a recount.
She was pocketing the rest, wasn't she?
All right, hear this one.
What was your first job?
Well, one of my first jobs was a Peter Jackson girl.
What is that?
That is a cigarette bitch. I had the tray over my neck, like you see in the old school movies in the 50s and 60s.
Get out.
Lined up Peter Jackson. I'd go around the clubs and sell darts. Sell the little puff. The magic dragons.
Oh my goodness.
Now, she's not very old.
No. Where are these people working in like 1973? What's happening?
Peter Jackson girl with the tray of walking around and selling Puff the Magic Dragon.
And probably little tight shorts too, yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep. So shout out to Cassie.
Oh, what a job.
And she's earned her coin there. Now it's the Red Bull girls.
Killing people by the hour. Kansas snakes. Kansas snakes.
Yeah, here you go, Kansas Sticks. Imagine you turn around and chatting to someone. Someone had Dizzy old reach around, grabs a couple of packets. That would all those things.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say reach around something else.
No, no, just the cigarettes.
Terrible. Mandy says her first job was a shelf filler in a small grocery shop. The weirdest job, selling underwear on a market stall and measuring old ladies for new bras. Can you imagine the measuring old ladies for new bras? Would you know what to do? Like, I wonder if you got training in that, as a bra fitter.
Wow. But at a market store?
Right near the honey.
Yeah.
Between the honey and the dream
catches. In front of everybody. There's one thing in a bras and things changing room. Most of us have been there. Go get yourself measured properly. Okay, I will.
She'd be like, oh, well, that looks good. I like that one barrel. Just maybe we'll go for the bigger size. Give you a bit of lift there.
Or the mum that's, you know, just finished breastfeeding. Oh, you've gone down a few cup sizes. You're now in this category.
Yeah. But a market stall, that is really random. What, you know what? We take the jobs we can get, whatever was going to pay for your Nike Airs, like you said.
Totally. Here we go.
Big W, baby section.
So innocent.
Set you up for life. Wasn't hard.
Baby. Slinging some rompers.
Specifically the baby section.
That's great.
That's okay.
I feel like that's clean, mostly.
Clean? Compared to what? Why would it be not clean? Well, other sections?
You know, I don't know. I feel like, okay, you with your mayonnaise hands at Hungry Jack's versus Ellen in the baby section at Big W.
Right. I thought you meant different areas of the soup, like the Big W department store.
No, well, I'm sure most of it's clean, but, you know, you probably you don't want to be in the men's section probably with if you're a young
section.
Girl with smelly old shoes.
No.
The baby section can be quite sweet.
I remember my auntie when I was little in the 80s and my auntie would come home from her part-time job, would have been like 85, and she worked at a department store kind of like Big W. It doesn't exist anymore. Venture.
Oh, yes.
And she was on roller skates. So they had them on roller skates with permed hair helping people out.
Why did they get rid of that?
I don't know.
Why?
Hilarious.
Please.
I feel like there'd be good reason. Can you imagine the accidents? taking people out. Let me just get that for you.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah,
bang.
Yeah, someone just needs to spill a Coke on the floor and then it's all over. Or a tab.
With the legs in the air.
Yeah, it was stupid. Who would have thought of that? But also very cool.
Very cool.
Someone was a drink waiter at a comedy club that doesn't exist anymore. Not his fault, he says, I think, .. Doesn't want to expand on that story. A lure operator at the Mount Gambier Greyhounds.
Oh.
I don't even know what that is.
No, me neither.
No.
Up to interpretation.
Tim says, a funeral assistant.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Can imagine. And a court sketch artist.
For a first job.
Yeah, sketching criminals in court.
Okay, bit scary. Imagine that.
I know. They'd be there going, oh, I'm going to come and get you. Stop drawing me.
Yeah. As my granny would say, that'd give you the heebie fucking jibbies.
Heebie fuckings. There's always a fucking in there with Gran, isn't there? Oh, my God. Okay. And Becky said, I worked on a continental stall at the Central Market when I was 13. I got $2.50 an hour.
$2.50. Yes.
$2.50.
Shit, Becky.
$2.50.
You're worth more than that, love.
Also, she's had jobs as a butcher, driving convertible minis randomly around the streets to promote them, gigs as a singer, dressing up as a toilet roll and singing in a tap factory, also singing while standing barefoot on the actual 18th hole of a golf course. So there you go.
Look, she's been around the traps.
Yeah, it's all experience. This is the beauty of it. Yeah. All this experience you think means nothing till you get older and you go, you know what? I learnt a lot from that.
100%. Exactly. Here's one.
What was your first job?
Hungry Jack's. The guy that interviewed me said, you know, you're hired, but we only supply the uniform, but you've got to supply your own underwear.
Yeah. What? The things that people would have said years ago.
You've
like,
got to supply your own underwear.
He was obviously a creepo.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. Why do you need to tell anyone to supply their own underwear? You just need to say, we will supply your uniform, which consists of a shirt and pants.
Just not the underwear.
Can you please wear black shoes?
I want some Hungry Jack's knickers. Please. Please give me a dress. Do you know what they said to me after a week there where I was, I don't know, my till was out or something. And they said, Tamara, the till was out at Hungry Jack's. He goes, you know you didn't actually get this job. I said, what do you mean? He goes, there was another Tamara, but we got the resumes confused and we gave you the job. And I went,
are they really stuffed up, didn't they?
You really stuffed up. Well, sucked in. You're stuck with me, motherfucker.
Yeah, and I quit.
And I quit, Pierre. Go hire the other Tamara. Yeah. He actually said that.
2 weeks' notice.
Just actually said that. Motherfucker. I'm still angry actually at that. That makes me feel sad.
Mm-hmm. So this is Nadia. This is a classic.
So I got a job in IT. I don't actually know how I got the job. I am not good at IT at all. And I was put on their help desk to help clients with their software compatibility issues. The first day I started to get training, the girl that was supposed to train me actually walked out. So I just had to sit there taking these phone calls, not knowing what I was talking about. But the only way I could do something, I had to like bargain with other people in the office, offered my services in the way of Spanish dancing lessons at lunchtime. They took my phones for majority of the mornings in return for these salsa lessons. And then I noticed the coffee machine that was sitting on a top shelf. So I set it up on my desk and then I made everybody coffee. And whoever I made a coffee for, the deal was they took my phones for an hour.
Very smart woman.
You smart woman.
Very smart.
She's done salsa lessons in the car park.
Jesus Christ.
Can you take my phones for an hour? Sure, I'll teach you.
Isn't it funny?
When make your coffee really nice coffee.
You don't question anything. When you get hired, like who are these people who are hiring people who don't know anything, this expecting some sort of, you know, that they're going to get some output?
She
like,
knew
it's
nothing of IT.
Yeah. But obviously,
and then everyone quit.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So, and we don't question it because we don't want to rock the boat. So we think of crazy ways, as she did, to get through it and also make money. My God, Nadia, well done. I love it. The salsa lessons and the coffee.
The coffee.
Oh, my God.
And people were like, sure, I'll take your call.
That's
that's your problem. I'll get back to you. Control, alt, delete. Try turning it off and turning it back on again.
I
bye.
I love that, Nadia. That reminds me, I worked in like a cheapest chips kind of browse and save store in Denmark. And I was still learning Danish. But they would have me mainly on the floor. They didn't let me on the checkout. She was like, you don't do checkout. No checkout for you. And I had to stock the shelves. And I remember an old Danish woman coming up and asking me how much something costs. Mm. And I was so scared of talking to her in Danish that I just pretended I didn't work there. And then I was browsing and I was like, sorry, I don't work here. Like, I'm.
You have a name badge?
No, I didn't.
It says browse and save.
I didn't actually.
It says, hi, I'm new here.
Luckily, I didn't, but I used to get away with it and just be like, oh. And then I'd start looking at pens until they'd left the store.
Hi, I'm new here. Please be patient. Okay. I feel so sorry for anyone that's had to wear or is currently wearing the Hi, I'm new. Please be patient.
Please be patient.
And you see people, and you need it because some people are assholes. You're out to dry, aren't you?
When I see the people with those name tags, I feel sad for them.
I do.
And I go,
I don't want to feel sad, but I do straight away. I go, oh, sweetheart.
I had that at the museum the other day. We were at the museum and there was clearly someone in training. Obviously, the other person was showing her how to do it. So she was standing there, but she was standing right in front of the desk. So Wolfie came up and he stood there to buy something and she just stared blankly at him without saying anything, waiting for the other girl to turn around and do the job. So she could, and I wanted to shake her and say, look, I get that you knew. I'm not being very patient, but if someone comes to the desk, go, hi, greet them. That's your first lesson in customer
and
service.
And he's an 8-year-old kid.
So Wolfie, they're having a stare-off contest. Wolfie's staring at her. She's staring at him. I'm like, can someone fucking talk? This is weird. Anyway.
We got a few more. Anita said her first job was washing dishes in a local Italian restaurant. That's all quite normal, fine, okay. However, the head chef slash owner slash janitor slash cash person, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, used to throw pots and pans at anyone who would make a mistake in the kitchen.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Maledetto idiota.
Something idiot, right?
Fucking idiot.
Yeah. Very passionate.
Yeah. You fucking idiot. Didn't throw a pan.
Yeah.
Ding.
It's but lethal.
Did he hit something with a Bessemer?
Well, he probably
or
did. Banged up coming out of that.
Anyway, that was Anita.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Hope you're okay, love.
This is terrible. You'd like this one. Ange said her job was hugging the back end of a pig being put on a spit every Sunday at the Endomooka pub on the sunny coast.
Wow, lady.
I was 15. Endomooka.
Endomooka.
That's a cool job. Good, it's good something to, you
what,
know.
Hug a pig's backside?
At the Endomooka pub. It's an institution, you know. It's
great.
Not if you're
but
a vegetarian.
But hugging a back end of a pig. Yeah. Why?
Well, I don't think she's actually hugging the back end of a pig.
Okay.
It's probably she had to haul it up into the whole kit and caboodle.
But if you are a vegetarian or vegan, that could make you hurl. So
yeah, maybe she is now. That's right. Kath said her first job, checkout chick, shelf filler at Foodland. But the weirdest job she ever had was doing a singing gig for breakfast radio where she had to wake someone up by singing opera to them in real life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. She said someone equaling the big guy with tattoos. Luckily, he didn't punch me.
No, he wouldn't have punched me. He might have joined you in an operatic sing-off.
Yeah,
who knows?
We might have just been so, you know, the shock you get when you wake up. There's your instinct to just kick or smack something and then, oh, sorry.
If that was me and I really struggle get, Dan will attest to this, I struggle getting woken up in the mornings and my first thing would have been, maledetto idiota, you fucking idiot. Paul said he used to work at in a front bar. There was a lady that would come in and order a drink, but she'd also squeeze out a poo at the same time. And she dropped nuggets on the floor that people would have to clean up.
What?
She was called the Nugget Poo Lady. Wow.
That's disgusting.
So one, you know, point of it is that you are putting yourself in a position where you are serving people drinks. It does not say in your job description, clean up poo from Nugget Poo Lady.
If they're nuggets, they might be easy to pick up, like rabbit
like
poos.
Rabbit, yeah.
You just scoop it up with
she
a
was,
little.
She was, there was something in that, like she had some kind of sick fascination. And you know what? I would have liked to have seen that.
What, the poo nugget?
I would have liked to have seen her squeeze one out and one plop. I don't know.
Oh, you're a sticker.
I know. But you want to see stuff to believe it. I'm curious of what that looked like.
Poo nugget.
Don't lie, you would have as well.
No, that's
she
one
was
thing
sat
I don't
there
wanna
in the background.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't believe you.
You're a sicko.
Thanks, right. I don't know why you would have.
So what was your first job?
I worked in a fresh fish shop and I had to scale fish and serve, and it wasn't a great job for a 14-year-old girl to have in high school.
Bit smelly,
yeah.
The boys would have been chasing you.
Once I had to peel 50 kilos of prawns and for a catering order, and I got so mad because all my fingers started to get cut up that I would like peel two and eat one.
Imagine she's like asking for it. Can I have a bit of side of that nice seafood dip with a bit of lemon? And I'm fine here.
She's got a little buffet happening. This is a great job.
Had to undo her top button of her pants. She's so full.
Fish pescatarian.
I'm pretty sure I was working in a lolly shop in the East End markets that are no longer there now.
Best thing about that job?
I'd like to say having unlimited amounts of access to lollies, but no, you weren't allowed to eat the lollies.
You weren't allowed to eat the lollies? Even a discount?
No, not allowed to eat the lollies. No, in all these big bins, and you'd be sitting there and you'd have to, like, you know, fill all the big bins of lollies up. No, not allowed to eat the lollies.
Where's the fun in that?
I know, that's shit, isn't it?
Working in a lolly shop, it's like literally taking a kid to a candy shop and then saying, do not touch, do not eat,
I know.
Do not do nothing.
I would steal. I would steal that.
You'd pinch.
You'd be pinching. I actually had a job, taught a Japanese guy English in Denmark. I know he was the last student at this particular, I don't know, institution, which had maybe a couple of classrooms in it, right? And I'd have to lock up. But they had this kitchen and you open the cupboard and it had all these treats inside.
Wow.
Like biscuits and wafers.
Amazing.
And I would binge. Like once he went, I would open this cupboard and just go,
like a Homer Simpson.
He was Homer Simpson. I would shove this shit in my face and be like, and then sit in a sugar coma and then I would lock up and leave. And I'd put everything back, but I eat just enough of each so it would look like someone's, like a crazy bear has been through this.
But
pantry.
I've done that before. That is so funny. I haven't done exactly that. That's actually brilliant. But I've done things before where I've grabbed food and like scoffed it for no reason.
And you don't enjoy it because you're scoffing.
What the fuck? I think in that pub I used to make chip butties. Or if there was like, because they'd have a big thing of chips and then they would spoon the chips onto people's plates and they'd leave. Oh, I'd need to go and take a break for 15 minutes and I'd be by myself. And I'd make it, and I'd go over to the gravy tins, and I'd put that, and then I'd be by the bin, going
by the bin, eating over the bin.
Yeah, I've done it before. Or there's somewhere like in school, you found the biscuit stash, and you just grab one, two, three. What the hell is
wrong with you? Not even tasting it?
Did you inhaling?
Inhaling
and you
it.
Choke, and then you can't swallow that.
Call 911. Indigestion.
000. Where are you?
Did you ever eat from other people's plates?
No.
Because some people did that. There were always people that did that, right?
Yeah, no, I have a... I can't even stand that thought tomorrow.
Just the idea, right?
Nah.
I worked at a Japanese restaurant and my friend, one of the waitresses, would eat, because it was very expensive sushi, like I'm talking top grade stuff.
Yeah, fuck that.
And it would come out and I could not bring myself to do it.
Nah.
And she would eat it. If it looked like it had been untouched, I'm like, oh, but you don't know. They could have touched it or put it in their mouth, decided they didn't like the little bit of the flavour and put it back. You don't know, do you? They've been breathing
funny
on
enough,
it.
I've got a friend of mine who shall remain nameless. I know you're listening to this podcast, so this is you. You did this. He went travelling and he also worked part-time in a pub, and he would eat the leftovers off the plate if someone had left all the chips, the bits that weren't touched, he said, but they could have been by excess spittles.
Oh, no.
And he would eat them. When they come back in the kitchen, he'd be like, oh, God, they've taken three bites out of their schnitzel and left all the chips. I'll grab the chips. But well, I'll tell you this one thing. Dan's friend in the UK when he was at university, this is going to make you sick. I still can't stand this information. So they would be out on a night out. I'd ask him to tell me, Dan, tell me this story about Trog.
And Trog.
His nickname was Trog.
Like troglodyte?
Trog.
Okay.
Trog. He's got a very respectable job. It's hilarious. But this is what he used to do at university.
Yeah.
But they would go home from a night out, pissed up in England, you know, walking three steps one way, five steps the other, and he'd spot in the gutter a leftover kebab or chips, even if they had water in them. He would tip the water out and start eating them.
Why? He was that pissed.
It's so pissed and hungry, but if he's seen food left over that was left on the side, cheesy chips or chips and gravy, so yummy. But when you order them and they're given to you, that's one thing. But when you...
Get them in from the gutter.
From the gutter.
Oh.
He would eat them. Dan's like, that's fucking disgusting. Oh, it's your gutter rat.
Yeah, gutter rat or gutter scab. Bin scab.
But a very respectable high-end job now. In England.
Yeah.
And he used to eat out of the gutter.
I bet he still does that. I bet he trawls the night.
Yeah, trog trawls the night.
The trog trawls the night. We're looking for empties on the side. The
beautiful nightmare. Okay, so we think of some of the Hollywood stars as having the best jobs in the world, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. Everyone wants to be them. They're rich, they're well respected, they're revered. However, they had to start somewhere.
Right.
Not all of them were childhood stars. Okay.
No.
So Chris Hemsworth, total hottie.
Yeah.
Okay. He used to clean breast pumps.
Oh, yep. Interesting.
He worked for Fisher and Paykel and cleaned the breast pumps that were out for hire that would come back. So he'd be there with a
toothbrush. Out for hire? They hire breast pumps?
Hire them. He'd clean them with a toothbrush and like spray them white, ready for the next mum to.
That makes me feel sick for some reason.
That's what he used to do.
Oh, and I've breastfed, but can you imagine that? He would be this big hulk of a man bent over with a small, tiny toothbrush. They picked the wrong guy for the wrong job. You need little tiny hands. He'd have giant man hands.
Giant man hands. Hot man hands. Anyway.
Okay, stop fantasizing. No, it's for a different episode. Put that in there.
Cardi B. So anyone that doesn't know who she is, she coined the term, oh, crrr.
Did she?
Oh, crrr.
No, I don't know that.
Yeah, anyway, you know now.
Was she a singer?
Yes, she's a singer.
Yeah.
So she was a cashier at a Manhattan's Amish market.
Amish.
Oh, Amish.
Interesting.
Of all things to do.
Yeah.
A cashier at an Amish market. Not just a market, Amish market.
I wonder what she sold.
I don't know.
Interesting.
She was there slinging something.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift. We all love Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Tay-Tay.
Tay-Tay.
What did she do? Did she do something?
So she grew up on a farm in Wyomissing, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay, cool.
Where her family sold Christmas trees. And she was too young to cut them down. So basically she had the job of removing the praying mantis pods from the branches. So she'd have to get it. So if you've got a bug phobia or you hate creepy crawlies, Taylor Swift sat there and got the praying mantises and like the nests or whatever.
Shake them down.
Shake them down.
Oh.
That was Tay-Tay.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Ooh. Okay. Ooh. Maybe it's an outdoor job. It'd be quite nice. You get used to it.
If you're not scared of bugs.
Yeah.
I know. Praying I've mantis. Got some friends that are terrified that would squeal at this.
Yes. But it's not spiders.
No.
At least. Yeah.
True.
Okay. Oh.
Channing Tatum.
Ooh, yeah, I like him.
Okay. So
yeah. Magic Mike.
Correct.
Yeah.
So he was a magic mic.
Yeah, I think I knew
he
that.
He started as a stripper.
Yes.
Imagine he gives you a lap dance for your head and night.
Do you know?
Back in the day.
He is. I was always surprised because he doesn't look like he'd be a dancer.
Yes.
Does he? He doesn't look like, and
no,
yet he
but I can imagine him
brilliant.
Grind away to.
And in that movie when he's got that drill and he's going. Why is that? The movie's not that great, but amazing. Like that
practice
bit
makes perfect.
He's very, very sexy.
Love him.
Patrick Dempsey, for anyone that doesn't know Grey's Anatomy star, he was a juggler. He made money and good money as a juggler. He's just juggle. He's a juggler.
Anywhere, anytime, yeah. And people would give him money, throwing money at him.
Yep.
Well, good on him.
This is going to be one for you, and this would have been the job that you wish to have when you were younger.
Okay, yes.
Meghan Markle. Or Meghan
Being
for anyone
Meghan
else.
Markle.
The Meghan Markle. She was a calligraphist.
Ooh.
That was her first job. She would sit there with a little white tube sock on my hand, so no hand oils got on the card, and basically she would write cards in calligraphy for people. And that's how she, people would ask her to do it, and that's how she would pay her bills.
Oh, wow. So she's a very neat writer.
Very.
I wonder if she's neat now. Or she's let it go to the dogs.
Let the dogs.
She's let it go to the dogs. I bet she has, you know. She's probably, I'm not doing any neat writing. I'm going to write something crazy.
Yeah, the dogs will have it.
Yeah. Throwing that calligraphy pen to the dogs. I'm going to start emailing. I don't even know what that voice, why she would speak
like that.
And
she lives in Canada now. So anyway, that's the
South Park.
Johnny Depp, a door-to-door pen salesman.
Oh, my God. Could not think of anything worse.
Horrible.
I always thought that was just a myth, a made-up job, because why would that exist? It's ridiculous.
Yep.
Who buys pens?
There's Johnny Depp standing there. Maybe you might.
Oh, yeah, true. Back in the day.
Yeah.
True.
Jennifer Aniston, clean toilets.
But you need to do it. Someone needs to do it.
She said she quite liked it. She was left alone and she could just get it done.
That's true. It's like any cleaning job, right, at home?
I could clean toilets, I think.
You want to watch someone poop, so it's just the next best thing. No, because imagine what you would find in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt, he used to wear a costume for one of his early jobs, and he wore a chicken suit outside a Los Angeles restaurant. It was called El Pollo Loco. I can't say it. El Pollo Loco. Something like that.
Yeah.
Megan Fox, this is funny. I only had one job growing up. I worked at a smoothie cafe. That sounds fine.
That's right.
But what she was doing was she was dressed up as a banana.
Oh, dressed up as a banana in the
cafe.
They really didn't notice her potential if they put her in a banana
suit. She chose the banana suit because it made her look thin and tall. Oh. She didn't want to dress up as the apple.
Oh, my God. Or the peach. You know.
The best one. Oh,
oh my God.
Leaving the best one till last. Danny DeVito. Who doesn't like
Danny
him?
Danny DeVito. What did he do when he was young? He dressed up as a potato. It was the only suit he could fit in.
Yeah. And he was a hairstylist. Not just any hairstylist.
He was a hairdresser?
You wait. He was a hairdresser in a...
In an Amish market.
No. He was a hairdresser in a funeral home.
Oh.
He would style
the people's
hair. People's hair. But that's quite a job as a young kid.
Well, their skin's a bit confronting.
And he said they wouldn't talk back. It was quite relaxing. So comb their hair.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think I could do that.
Wouldn't be very gossipy.
No.
You could tell them all your problems. Couldn't you? It'd be the other way around.
Yeah. So, you know, if you had a problem with the way in which your granny looked on her funeral day, you'd be asking to speak to the person who did her hair, and out walks Danny DeVito.
Look, I couldn't really get the comb over happening, so I just stuck it up with some gel and gave him a little bit of a rat's tail at the back. Hope you're happy with it. See you later. I'm going to go dress up as a potato for my second job.
That's the thing. They had these jobs that could be flexible and also quick things to earn money while they were fostering a career to be the best in the world for what they're doing.
Yes, that's
so
right.
So how funny.
We've all been there at some point, haven't we?
Mm.
But have you ever been fired, Chanel, from a job?
I have.
Oh, I want to know.
Yeah.
Can you talk about it?
Yeah.
On the airwaves.
Absolutely. And it was something that was it's quite triggering, actually.
Can't wait.
So it made me really sad because it was one of those things
horrible
being, I've been fired.
Yeah, yeah.
I worked for a club and I worked in the administration side of things. So I wasn't there when it was...
So it was more like... elevator music.
I did not have a car park in the city. They had some car parks in the city, but I didn't. So I'd have to do the park and ride.
Right.
I'd cut my leg on something and needed some stitches.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, not badly.
God, what a scary admin department.
It was. Not there.
Okay.
So I said to them, look, in order for me to not walk through the city when I've just had stitches and I don't want them to maybe come out or put stress on the skin, can I drive in and park in the work car park? Because there were spaces.
Right.
They said yes.
Excellent.
So I did that. And I assumed by them telling me yes that I could do that 2 days in a row.
Sure. Well, why not? The stitches just don't dissolve overnight.
The answer's no. They called me into a meeting and they said, she's parked in the work car park.
She.
Yeah, meaning me, the cat's fucking mum, has parked in the work car park for 2 days now. She didn't ask for the second day.
Oh, my God. What assholes, P.S.
And then when I got the job for them, they completely changed the job description from when I first applied.
What?
So when I was in the meeting, they said, because literally 2 days after I'd had the job, they presented me with this new description of what I had to do. Yeah, well, they did. So anyway, I'm sat there with my stitches and they said, you've parked in the work car park. For a day and you didn't ask for that day. You haven't done any of the jobs that we've assigned to you. I said, just because you changed my job description, they said, nope, you are fired.
What?
That was it.
What doesn't make any sense?
Raging lunatics. And let me tell you, if anyone that has been fired, you will absolutely, I'm sure, unless it's a real amazing situation where you're so happy to get out of there, it is a feeling of absolute failure. You've
horrible,
got a pit in your stomach and you feel like shit.
Ultimate shaming, really.
It's ultimate shaming and it's horrible. And although I know now that I didn't do anything sackable, but at the time it was a really horrible feeling and it was done really nastily. So I'm certainly over it now, but it was not a nice situation to go in. So I sympathise hugely to anyone out there who has been sacked. You?
I got fired from a job when I was living overseas. I was working for an old guy in a basement, which sounds terrible, but he ran his small little business out of his basement. He was recruiting professionals from Poland to Denmark to work. So he was like a facilitator, right? Anyway, so it was just a
Okay, glad you clarified that. Yeah. There wasn't a scary locked room and stuff. Wow.
No.
Horror movie
he was,
style.
Right, yes. So it was an admin type role. So I did that with another girl too. But I noticed increasingly over time that he would, for example, he'd go out and do gardening because it was his house, right, and he'd come in with his top off. Now, he was a very unattractive man, very overweight, but he would come in and sit down and I think he did it on purpose. Looking back on it, a lot of like,
that's
alarm
disgusting.
Bells.
Disgusting.
That's correct. And this one time I also had, what did I have on my chin? I think it was scurvy. Who knows? It was a vitamin deficiency, but it was some weird scab thing that did
haven't
not
seen
heal.
Sunlight for months.
Didn't Jesus eat enough Christ. Vitamins. I was a student. Anyway, I had this weird thing on my chin. He goes, pseudo cream would be good for that. He made me go to his bathroom and he wouldn't let me put it on. He had to put it on me.
No.
Yes. And I remember feeling so weird, him standing there rubbing pseudo cream in my chin.
Yuck. Oh, anyway, I hate him.
Anyway, we started hating him. And I was going out of the basement one day with my friend Sophia and we're walking out and I go, oh, my God, I hate him so much. I just want to punch him in the head. Meanwhile, he had been around the side and was coming out and he heard everything I said.
Amazing.
And I froze. You know that ultimate,
yep,
you're like, fuck. So I pretended I didn't see him and I started talking to Sophia and pretended it was my boyfriend that I was talking about. I was like, yeah, that boyfriend, I'm going to get rid of him. I want to punch him in the head. Yeah, he sucks. Freaking out, thinking I'm going to, going to trick him, get a message that night. Thanks, Tamara. We won't be needing your services tomorrow.
Excellent.
Don't come in again.
All right, you friggin' moron.
Yes, but I had that feeling you had that I had done something wrong.
He's disgusting.
I shouldn't have said that right outside his house.
I did something very similar once. I used to work for a council and me being in an office is not a good fit. Even my boss at the time knew that I was not for me. I didn't like the head of the council at the time.
Right.
And he was walking away or walking past and I stuck my finger up as I was talking.
at him so he could see.
I didn't think he saw. Oh. But then he looked right at me and turned around.
The same thing.
And he seen me with a finger in the air.
Oh, shit.
Sticking my finger up at him. And then he told my boss to reprimand me. So she's called me into her office and she said, Chanel, did you stick your finger up?
Did you own it?
I said, I'm actually really proud of myself.
I was scratching my eye with my middle finger and he caught me mid-lift of the hand to the eye.
Oh, no. I did something way better than that.
What?
Yep. So I said to her, oh, no. Oh, see how things get blown out of proportion. No. So what happened was, and this is a true story, I was at the airport a few weeks ago and this girl stuck her finger up at me and I came back and I told all the girls this did actually happen.
Right.
So they could, you know, yes, back it up anyway. I said, and I was telling them about it and she stuck her finger right in the air, right in my face, and I was doing that
while
as he turned around. I was doing the story. So it looked like it, but I did not do that. And she went, oh, fair enough. I'll go and explain. Don't worry. All good. Done.
Close call.
We spend so much of our lives at work, whether it's when we're 15 or 14 with a, you know, a job, or whether we're currently in work right now, bored out of our brains because everyone sits at their desk with their headphones. It's basically like, don't speak to me.
That's right. And look, we've all had those experiences. It makes for a better person, I think, when you have all these experiences. You've got more to give later in life. You know better. You do better.
Like Megan Fox was a banana. Look at her now.
Still a banana in my mind.
I like Megan Fox.
I'll have her in my smoothie any day.
The Beautiful Nightmare is produced by Frankie Media and hosted by Chanel Franklin and Tamara Linke.
Want to know more about us?
Get in touch at thebeautifulnightmare.com or jump on our socials.
Wow, you can really make a podcast.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.